10-year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute exit coach tip of the day on exitcoachradio.com. And now, here's your host, the exit coach, Bill Black.
Well, good morning. Welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. We have a great show. We have a great lineup of guests. It's going to be a very interesting show today. We're going to not talk so much about technical issues. We're going to talk more about life and lifestyle issues today. And we're going to start off with our first guest, and she is Mara Sweeney, and she's joining us from Clearwater, Florida. And Mara is in the business of inspiring people to live happy from the inside out. And she's going to talk about exiting our comfort zones in order to create midlife or third act careers that are filled with purpose and fun. Really looking forward to this. So let's get started. Mara, welcome to the show.
Bill, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm thrilled to be here.
I'm so happy that you are. And it's nice to have you on. I love this topic. We talk about it a lot. AARP is making a big campaign about what they call life reimagined. Some people call it an encore career. Some people call it the third act. Tell us about you and your background and how you got into to working in this area.
Okay, well, like many other people, my path has not always been a straight one, but I believe I've been preparing for it all my life, which qualifies me to do what I do today. My background is that I refer to myself as a law school escapee. I grew up in New Jersey. I was literally groomed to be a New Jersey lawyer. And here I was as this nice child, very obedient, trying to follow everything my family expected me to be. And I was halfway through law school in New Jersey, thinking, I don't want to practice law as a career, and I don't want to live in New Jersey. I really want the sunshine of Florida. So that was the beginning of my move away from maybe external formation into following those things that would make me happy and make me feel passionate about getting up and doing what my chosen career is. So beyond that, I spent about a decade in the telecom industry when it was really moving. I was a business center manager, opened up and managed a number of branches. Loved it because I love people and I love working with and developing people and their talents. I spent a number of years as a homeschooling mom, or as I like to refer to it, as an unschooling mom, in which case I was able to not only show my daughter things like how to read and do her math, but also to encourage and inspire her to follow what she loved. So these days, now that I am in my mid-50s, I have turned myself into probably what I've always wanted to be, and that is to be a purveyor of good news, to inspire other people, whether it's through podcasts, through my Huffington Post contributor page, through over 200 brief YouTube videos, and public speaking, to follow those kinds of things that make people happy from the inside out. And that's pretty much where I am today. I love what I do. It's a midlife career my husband and I chose after our daughter took off for college. We had owned a computer rep firm, which was very profitable, but it was just getting boring. So how's that as an answer?
That's great. I love it. And you know, you just described millions of Americans who have been doing what they did, maybe were set out to do. Maybe they didn't realize it early on like you did, but they're realizing it now and they're saying, you know, there's just something else I've always wanted to do, and maybe this is the time to do it because the kids are grown and I'm getting to the end of my traditional career. And maybe they've seen people get sick or pass away around them, and they're worried that they're going to run out of life before they get to get up and do what they really always wanted to do. So, but the other part of people that I talk to, especially in businesses, they've been putting so much time of their life into the business, they've missed out on a lot of things, and now they're not sure what they want to do. So, what do people need to do to ask themselves? What do they need to ask themselves when they're considering a new midlife career, Mara?
Well, one of the easiest things I always suggest is to go back into childhood. Every one of us, before we became, I don't want to say digit heads or conformed in our later years into a specific role, had things we used to daydream about, imagine, think about, talk about. And I would suggest to everyone, go back to those places and those spaces and think about who you were and what those exciting places were for you as a child. And here's the telling thing. The moment you start to smile, you're on to something. Seriously.
Love that. That's great.
A lot of the things we do when we're young don't have to look exactly the same as we've imagined them as we get older, but it's a thread we can follow because it's our internal thread that makes us happy.
How many people do you think that you've talked to when you told them that they immediately grasp onto something that makes them smile and they think, yeah, when I was 7 years old, I always wanted to be a fill in the blank.
People always do it. It's very funny. It doesn't take people long at all. And people could be in college and think that way. People can be retired. And as soon as you ask them to go back to their childhood and the things that they used to dream about, it's not hard to get back to that place. But oftentimes, it's all of, I don't want to say it's probably life complications, life responsibilities, all the things we've been taught and trained to do over the years that sort of get in the way between who we really are at heart and what we love to do, maybe some of our hidden talents or interests or passions, and who we've become, in a sense, sometimes a little bit crusty after the decades pass by.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes a lot crusty.
Yeah, and it doesn't even have to take decades to get there.
Now, you know, you mentioned a couple things that people, a lot of people feel kind of mired into, and I talk to people all the time that are, they're like, I just talked to somebody the other day, so I've been a lawyer for 30 years, so he did the path that you were going down, and he said, you know, now I'm so busy, and I've always wanted to go to Europe for 3 weeks, and I can't even imagine getting away for 3 days right now. So what are some of the toughest things that you think that midlifers are confronting when they're changing careers or when they're contemplating this kind of rewiring instead of retiring?
You know what? I am so glad you brought up that story about that attorney because he typifies what has become of so many of us. Think about this. When we're young, we have all kinds of ideas and energy, but usually not the money.
Yeah, that's right.
Later on, we have money and not the time, and we're loaded with commitments. What I would suggest, especially because this is a baby boomer show, helping people prepare for their next act or whatever over a series of, you know, years, is to take small steps. You know, sometimes to get from point A to B, it may feel like it's moving into another universe, but we do it a step at a time. And one of the things I think about is determine what are you really interested in? What are your values? If that attorney said he always wanted to go to Europe and he's never been there, then he needs to start looking ahead at his calendar saying, how can I take some time out for me? And that might be just the beginning of his getting used to a new lifestyle. Lifestyles are a very interesting thing. Once we're hooked in one and dreaming about another, but we've not taken those steps to get there. So you do it a little bit at a time. And my husband and I did the same thing because we had our company and we were very much attached to it, but we would look for spaces and times. Sometimes it's long weekends. Sometimes it's over a holiday break. There are always little ways to start carving out places and spaces to move into what we want our next chapter in life to look like.
Ah, that's great. So dreaming and hoping won't get you there, and it's something that people really have to be serious about because, you know, this is not a drill. This is their life, and it's interesting that the word recreate is, you know, is literally about recreating and your thoughts, dreams, and because we're such you know, fluid types of beings, we need that time, that downtime to say, I got to turn the fire hose off for a little while here and basically just take a hot bath. So
exactly, and you know, Yeah, I agree. And it refuels us as well. Can I offer one more idea, too, that I think is so central to every baby boomer, anybody who's, especially those who have made themselves very successful in the American form of life? When we are moving from one lifestyle into another, it's very hard to bring all the old baggage or all the things we've acquired in our past into the future. And I would use the words value. Become a purist in terms of what you like and where you want to go. And once you determine your values, it enables, or let's say values, the things that you do value. Maybe it is spare time. Maybe it is a new hobby. Maybe it is travel. Maybe it's not being so responsible for so many bills. Oftentimes, if we determine what our values are, we can become purists, and in that process, start eliminating things that do hold us back in an old life. And in our case, I could say for my husband and me, we moved out of an overstuffed home in the suburbs and moved into something that was easy to maintain, required a lot less in oversight and overhead, and now we travel all the time overseas. Those are the values that we liked. So we had to find ways to simplify our lives so that what we lived like at home helps make space for the way in which we planned on a future lifestyle.
So you
and
did
in America,
some,
that's
some,
hard to give up.
Mm-hmm. You did have to do some reality financial planning, drop a few things, downsize a few things, simplify things. What else have you and your husband learned along the way?
Oh, gosh. We've learned a lot. Some days I thought, oh, my gosh, am I getting thrown against the wall as I'm doing all these new things? Because there were so many new things to learn and so much mental baggage about who do I think I am as a midlifer going out in a brand new career as a journalist when this is not my background. I would say that every step along the way where it has been somewhat challenging has in equal, if not greater, measure been that much more invigorating. In so many ways, our mindsets have changed. Our skill sets have increased. The people that we've come to know, the experiences that we have had, have so enabled us to both grow. And, you know, sometimes coming up with a new chapter in life doesn't always mean we're going to sit back with slippers and get in the Barca Lounger and watch TV, although for some people, that really is a great midlife. For us, we wanted to be relevant. We wanted to positively impact culture, but we needed to be able to grow and always find new ways to expand our boundaries. So, yes, it's a tough trip sometimes, but whoa, if you really want to refuel, why not just follow some of those things that you had on your bucket list before you ever knew there was a bucket list and find incrementally how you can start manipulating and advancing your life toward those ends.
Great tips, great ideas, and I love your attitude about the whole thing, Mara. What do you talk about on your you have a podcast and a radio show, right? Tell us about that.
Well, what I am primarily is a blogger. You'll see me on as Maura Sweeney on Huffington Post. I blog at Maura4U.com, and that's Maura, number four, letter U, because I'm always for you.com. People can find my podcasts as well as over 200 videos. And in each case, I will write about travels I've had, people I have met, new experiences I've gone through. One of the more recent things I did was attend a TEDx conference on the future of journalism. So I met a lot of the movers and the shakers. I'm always out on the forefront looking. So people that follow me, in a sense, are listening to stories. They are getting a lot of reflective questions that cause them to go internally to say, how do I think about that? What is important to me? I help people determine their own value systems. I would consider myself more of an, not so much a motivator, but someone who inspires people to remember who they are on the inside and to live and express themselves that way in their own life. So anybody that wants to be inspired, have a little bit of fun, listen to some stories, and consider new possibilities can go to moreforyou.com. And I'm also available as a keynote speaker for any group that is looking for someone that could come in and bring new light and new possibilities into mind.
And I think that's, you know, your time has come, Mara, because it's that baby boomer age 50 plus generation is really now starting to do a lot of soul searching. It's become a prevalent topic, I think, because it's about the notion of retirement, which has changed a lot since Otto von Bismarck created age 65 as retirement age back in the 1800s for Prussia. It's not age 65 is not old like it used to be, and a lot of people are saying, no, I'm not done. I'm just rewiring, not retiring. And so I think that it's great that you're out there to motivate people to make that change, give them some hopes and possibilities and dreams. How often does your show, or how often do you publish work on Mara for you?
Oh, usually a few times per week. The easiest way is just to go to the site and connect with me, whether it's on podcasting, which I usually put out two, sometimes as many as three times a week, videos. There's always something new every week to find. And again, people will tune in just to retrain their mind. If they're a little bit down, if they're feeling like they're in a rut, they'll go to my site and they'll replay various videos and they'll just say more. It'll put me into a different frame of mind. But one more thing I'd love to just add to what you said, Bill. We used to think of 50 and older as older. And things have changed so dramatically that especially the baby boomer generation, which was always a can-do, progressive-type generation of people, I know in my case I had so many life experiences and business experiences prior to now, but I also knew I was not ready to do what I'm doing today until now, because now is an opportunity for me to share a lot of those thoughts and experiences and actually bring people with me. I didn't realize there was going to be a whole generation of people that were in that same place that said, I know there's more to life and there are many more years ahead. How can I rethink myself and the way in which I can get more out of life? And I believe it'll really be contributing to everyone's happiness and everyone's sense of fulfillment, satisfaction. And I know it goes a great deal toward even healthy living when you're living a lifestyle that feels authentic and feels meaningful to you.
I can definitely vouch for that, because as I embark on this career as well, a little over a year ago, it really pulls you forward. You get that feeling again, like, this is not work, this is fun. I mean, it is work, but it's fun, and it's something that I think that both you and I are similar in the fact that we couldn't have done this without some of the new technology and some of the wonderful avenues that are now available as easily. You know, you can always have written a book in traditional sense, but the new mediums are fantastic as far as making friends, getting messages out, and finding a listener who might be 3,000 miles away, but they're feeling exactly the same things. It's not so regional anymore, and I applaud you for getting involved with it, and it's fantastic. It sounds like you're having a ball, and listeners, I mean, you want to listen to somebody who's having some fun, go to Mara for You, the number 4 and the letter U, .com, and check it out, get in touch, and listen in, and find out what it's like to transition and really live that encore career. Mara, what else? Anything else you want to promote or talk about today?
You know what I'd love to mention? If people do go to my MaraForYou.com website and write to me, let them ask for my book. I'll give them a free copy. I have about 6 books on Amazon right now. They're all easy reads, and they're known as The Art of Happiness. And book 1 is called Exiting the Comfort Zone, Dance or Die. And it was my first foray into writing, but so many people have responded to that book. I grew up always wanting to dance. For me, that was happy, and I was meanwhile brought up to be a smart lawyer. And I did not start learning how to dance until I was 50, and I went to a local college, and I bring people along on my story. And it was horrifying, but it's also a story that has such a happy ending. It's funny. It reads like I Love Lucy, Lucille Ball, who's trying to do things she really doesn't know how to do. And people have finished reading that story and said, Maura, if you could learn to dance, I can conquer the world. So if they want to go to Maura at MauraForYou.com and ask for a free copy of Exiting the Comfort Zone, it would be my joy to send it to them.
Well, I hope people will do that. And, you never know when someone will listen to this material, because it is all archived on our audio library. And, who knows, maybe a year from now you'll get a request from somebody. It's a great way to meet new friends and get new listeners. And I really am happy that you joined us today. It's been fantastic talking with you. And I wish you all the success in the world and, happy holidays ahead.
Oh, thank you so much. And the same back to you and all your listeners.
Thanks, Maura. Thanks for joining us today. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after this message, so please stay with us.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions, so you can be well planned. We upload new 1-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
You've been listening to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business. Join us live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific here on octalkradio.net. And don't forget to listen to the daily 1-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on exitcoachradio.com. The Exit Coach Radio Show is brought to you by Exit and Retirement Strategies. We'll help you find your exit. For Exit Coach Radio, I'm Spike Real, saying so long for now.